This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. Only 62 days until the pandemic is over. Well, or at least until Election Day. Today you will hear how new White House health advisors are recommending, shock, the herd immunity route. Pastor John MacArthur's Grace Community Church is being evicted from their parking lot. Kenosha Police Union release a statement, and people are partying in Pullman, Washington. One of President Trump's top medical advisors is urging the White House to embrace a herd immunity strategy to combat the pandemic, which essentially allows the coronavirus to spread through most of the healthy population since it doesn't really affect them. They, in turn, quickly build up resistance to the virus, not allowing it to spread any further, while taking steps to protect those in nursing homes and other vulnerable populations. And the Washington Post is freaking out. The approach's chief proponent is Scott Atlas, a neuroradiologist from Stanford's Hoover Institution, who joined the White House earlier this month as a pandemic advisor. He has advocated that the United States adopt the model Sweden has used to respond to the virus outbreak. According to these officials, which relies on lifting restrictions so the healthy can build up immunity to the disease rather than limiting social and business interactions to prevent the virus from spreading. The editorial board on the Washington Post has lit their hair on fire and is running around in tight circles. LA County has issued a 30-day eviction notice for Grace Community Church's lease of a county-owned parking lot. A parking lot. Since 1975, Grace Community Church has leased a large portion of a county-owned parking lot. Jenna Ellis, one of the attorneys from the Thomas More Society representing Grace Community Church, came out swinging at the news that the county was issuing a 30-day eviction notice. She said, quote, "Los Angeles County is retaliating against Grace Community Church for simply exercising their constitutionally protected right to hold church and challenging an unreasonable, unlawful health order. In America, we have a judicial system to ensure that the executive branch does not abuse its power, and Grace Community Church has every right to be heard without fear of reprisal," she said in a statement. That last part's actually really important. Grace Community Church has the right to sue in court, to have its case heard, and to do so without fear of reprisal. That's a constitutional protection as well, which means that if it can be determined, if it can be shown that LA County is evicting the church from the parking lot because the church has taken the county to court, that's illegal, and the county could face significant repercussions. She goes on, "The Democrats' message to Americans is clear. If you don't bow to every whim of tyranny, the government will come after you. The church has peacefully held this lease for 45 years, and the only reason the county is attempting eviction is because John MacArthur stood up to their unconstitutional power grab. This is harassment, abusive, and unconscionable." Keep praying for Pastor MacArthur and the elders of Grace Community Church, and may God bless them. This is also why we need weapons for this war and why we want to invite you to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. We've put together a package full of feasting and psalm singing, hearty fellowship, and a lineup of speakers that will bless your socks off. That's a thing. Douglas Wilson, George Grant, Glenn Sunshine, Rod Martin, myself, Jeff Durbin, David Bonson, also a special Darren Doan after hours meet and greet. All of these people committed to showing you how God's word is a sharp sword to take with you into every battle, from politics to business to education and worship, much more. Please join us this October 1st to the 3rd as we seek to build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. Kenosha Police Union have released a statement Friday defending the actions of the officers involved in the Jacob Blake shooting. The statement says that misleading claims and narratives have emerged since the incident. Yeah, I would say so. Or at least a lot of narratives and claims have emerged. And the statement says, even the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, their update that came out recently is, quote, riddled with incomplete information and omits important details that would help to paint a more complete picture of the incident, unquote. The statement gives a bullet list of, quote, actual and undisputed facts, including the officers were aware that Mr. Blake had an open warrant for felony sexual assault, third degree, before they arrived on the scene. Also, Mr. Blake was armed with a knife. During the struggle that ensued, Mr. Blake put one of the officers in a headlock. Another point, two tasers were deployed with little to no effect. Multiple warnings were given before the officers pulled their firearms and before ultimately they discharged them. Eight people have been cited for having parties, one on Thursday, the rest over the weekend in Pullman, Washington. No, seriously, this is the news. They're having parties, people having fun together. Most of the people who received tickets were college-age kids. However, one person was in their 50s. Somebody in their 50s was having a party. Pullman Mayor Glenn Johnson, you should be ashamed of yourself. He wants the parties to stop. Now, admittedly, as a Christian pastor, I do need to point out that maybe there was, you know, these people might be sinning at these parties. And I'm certainly not in favor of that. But I am in favor of parties. And I am in favor of parties in the face of tyrannical despots, tin pot dictators of tiny college towns in eastern Washington. Anyways, the Pullman mayor said, I would like to see more responsibility on their part and not have their parties. Yeah, that's what you'd like to see. Yes, you can have fun, but let's do it responsibly and not spread this even further, he said in an interview. Yeah, let's just sit there. You can have fun sitting there, 6 feet apart from each other, not having parties. With eight citations issued last week for parties and the numbers continuing to rise, Mayor Johnson said he is hoping students realize that their actions are spreading this virus. Right, they're healthy, and the virus is not going to hurt them. The news source KHQ has learned that at some parties, hosts are even collecting a cover charge to help pay for potential tickets from the police department. I approve of that also. Because of this, Police Chief Gary Jenkins said they were working on adding to the ordinance to give tickets to participants also rather than just the host. Oh, you do that. Go ahead. I bet people will still have parties. They will still have fun, and they will just pay your silly tickets. We just want compliance, Chief Jenkins said. Right. And that's why we're not going to obey. We don't want to be outriding tickets. We just want compliance. Yeah, same thing. Jenkins also said that if the numbers continue to climb, they may start looking at more ways to enforce the guidance. Oh, like straitjackets or prison time? This is a fluid situation. If we see our numbers continue to rise and see that what we are doing is not impacting enough, we will change our strategy and take more enforcement as well, he said. You are cougs. That's the, you know, the Cougars. That's the Washington State Cougars. You are also residents of this community. Act responsibly. Let's stay away from those large parties. Let's keep the masks on. Let's stay 6 feet apart, Johnson said. He also wanted everybody to make sure they were drinking out of sippy cups and staying on their nap time squares, because that's how he's treating everybody in Pullman, Washington. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Why don't you have the app already? Why aren't you listening to this on the app? Hopefully you are. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member, and for a limited time or forever, I don't know how long, you can get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirts printed locally here, I hear. Access to tons of extended discussions with George Grant, Sho Baraka, David French, C.R. Wiley, Eric Erickson, Maj Ture, Doug and Nancy Wilson, Walter Williams, Gary DeMar, and our very own Worldview Shotgun series. You also will get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st to the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register now. Have a great day.